Try a subscription to Gardener's World magazine for just $14.99 and find inspiration for your garden. You and a loved one can enjoy two-for-one entry to hundreds of gardens nationwide. Visit buysubscriptions.com/May24 to subscribe.
Hello and welcome to the BBC Gardener's World magazine podcast, brought to you by the team here at the magazine. Join us as we chat all things gardening with the nation's favourite experts.
Hello and welcome to Garden Favourites with me, Alan Titchmarsh. This is a new series of podcasts about some of my favourite things, not whiskers on kittens and brown paper packages tied up in strings, but the plants that I love and think are indispensable in a great garden. You see, everyone gardens differently and has their own favourite plants to grow. So join me as I share the plants and gardens that have become dear to me over my gardening years. You know that feeling, don't you, particularly with things like hostas? You've planted them. You're waiting for those succulent shoots to emerge. Up they come. Oh, you rub your hands, you go to bed, you come out in the morning and find that they've been eaten by slugs and snails. Oh, they were going to look so good. Now they look like net curtains, lace. Oh, it's so dispiriting. Well, slugs and snails will always go for hostas, but there are some plants that they don't seem to bother with at all. One is the ferns. I mean, you think, oh, well, they're boring, aren't they? Do you know ferns are not? And they're brilliant for shady spots. So many different forms that are crested or frilly or feathery. They are really useful. And one useful thing is that the fern called Dryopteris, lots of different varieties of Dryopteris, is useful in dry spots. I've always found that a very useful mnemonic. If it were called Wetopteris, it wouldn't be the same, would it? Dryopteris, great in dry spots, and also damp, because ferns tend to enjoy damp, not waterlogged ground. So if you've got a shady spot, which suits hostas, but they keep being full of holes, plant ferns and enjoy them, because they just won't get nibbled at all, in my experience. Neither will one of the most brilliant, reliable, hardy garden plants, the geraniums. Now, these are the true geraniums, not pelargoniums, the ones we grow for bright scarlet or pink summer flowers. The hardy geraniums, which can either be low and carpet-forming or knee or even waist high in some instances, but generally knee high. Geraniums are brilliant for not being eaten. It happens mostly with plants which have downy leaves, or if you look very closely at them, small hairs on their leaves. Slugs and snails don't seem to like eating hairy leaved plants. So the geraniums are brilliant. And if you want one that I've just discovered, which I think is a wonderful one, Patricia. It's about knee height, it has magenta flowers, and it blooms right the way through the summer. So geraniums generally slug and snail free, as is Alchemilla, lady's mantle. And you know that's got hairy leaves, because as well as these frothy flowers of acid yellow green or lime green, it has these scalloped edged leaves which hold on to droplets of water, like quicksilver, like mercury. And the reason, if you look closely at that leaf surface, is it's coated in very fine down. And that down, as well as allowing the surface tension of the water droplet not to be broken, it puts slugs and snails off eating them. And with Alchemilla, once it's flowered and it's starting to seed, just either snip off the flowers or scissor them down to the ground at that time, and they'll come back with new foliage. You want spectacular flowers? You want elegant flowers? Well, penstemons, for me, tick both boxes. They're rather like an elegant foxglove. Leaves not hairy, surprisingly, in this case, but somehow there must be something in them that slugs and snails tend not to like. These are elegant plants. Again, they will flower right the way through the summer at a height of around knee height, a couple of feet. Flowers of white, pale pink, or even deep crimson plum in a variety called Blackbird. There's one called Sour Grapes, which is sort of blue and green mixed together. Really good for giving summer colour. But as we learnt Last winter, when we had that cold snap in December and really low temperatures, they are not fully hardy. For the past few winters, they had been, but always worth taking cuttings of penstemons come late summer and overwintering a few in the frost-free greenhouse just to make sure that if the weather really does turn cold and the ones in the garden are killed, you'll have an insurance policy under glass. And it's interesting that although they look so fleshy that slugs don't eat them, well, maybe they've not discovered penstemons yet, but they must have discovered fuchsias, because fuchsias have been around since time immemorial. They were Percy Thrower's favourite flower. I remember him going onto the Morecambe and Wise show with a fuchsia. You see, it gets everywhere. Gardening gets into every nook and cranny, and as long as you can grow plants that don't get nobbled by slugs and snails, you won't have those mornings of going out with your cup of tea or coffee and thinking, oh no, look, ferns, geraniums, lady's mantle, penstemons and fuchsias will never give you cause for complaint, or a slug or snail a hearty meal. Serve 'em right. That's it from me. Until next time, enjoy your garden, whatever the weather.
Thanks for listening to the BBC Gardener's World magazine podcast. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts and never miss an episode. If you've enjoyed this episode, please tell others about it and rate us in your podcast provider app.